Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
There's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
If you were born a boy, you stay a boy. If you were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolyte.
Yeah, it's got electrolyte.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neutrolyx, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Good evening, Mobile. It is your man, Mr. Mobile, John Young, a.k.a. Big Mahogany, a.k.a. Chocolate Thunder. Boom. Welcome you all tonight to the radio. Come on, Philip. We just got started. Thank you guys for tuning in, all the listeners, on this very somber Memorial Day. The entire show will be dedicated to commemorating the soldiers that sacrificed all for us all to have all that we have. Before we do that, I'm going to pull out the Mallory Piping text line and phone line. It's 251-343-0106. Send a message if it's not just to say hi and let me know someone is listening. But before we get into our Memorial Day, I want to send out a get well soon to Gene Looney, Cody Goff. He remember Cody was stabbed while inside of his residence, or shot while by a brute beast. James Looney is still at Mobile Infirmary. Mark Minert is still at USA, and my nephew Ian is having surgery this weekend. So please give them prayers and get well soon. Congratulations to my godson Braylon for graduating, and also one of my best friends from childhood, son Ashton Snead, just graduated also. Anniversary wishes to the Busbys, the Durins, and the Workmans. You guys have done something so many other people can't do. You've remained married. And happy birthday to my Uncle Gene, who turns 60 on June 1st. I'll be down there to celebrate with you, Unc. And Sam McLeod gave me his grandmother's recipe for leftover crawfish. I know this is that time of year when you have tails and potatoes and corn left over. And I'm going to post it to the 106.5 website. It's not my recipe, it's Sam's. So you guys try it out and tell me what you think. I want to ask for something. Father's Day is coming up in June, on June 15th. And the show I do on June 9th, I want like everyone to text in on the Mallory Piping text line their father's name, and I will read them on air. And if it takes me the entire hour, I will take the entire hour just to honor all of the men that have contributed to our lives. So fathers, mothers get flowers and steak on Mother's Day. Fathers get TV dinners and a tie on Father's Day. So I'm going to read your father's names, whether living or deceased, over air all night. Okay? And I'd like to say good night to Tatum, Kyrie, Cairo, and Ariel. You kids go to bed now. It's time to go get back in bed, and so you can get up and go to work in the morning. So this today's show is dedicated to Memorial Day. And what is Memorial Day? Well, 3 years after the Civil War, on May 5th, 1868, the Grand Army of the Republic established Decoration Day as a time for the nation to decorate the graves of the war dead with flowers. It was not until after World War I, however, that day was expanded to honor all those who died in all American wars. In 1971, it became Memorial Day and was declared a national holiday through an act of Congress, though it is often still called Decoration Day. It has also been placed on the last Monday of May, as were some of the other federal holidays. We need to remember the sacrifice that these men and women made for us. Yes, blue-haired lady that says death to America. Yes, alphabet organizations that protest and decry how horrible America is, but people died to give you that freedom and that right to say that, to say things that you can only say in the United States. for people who were shouting on college campuses, death to America, they wouldn't dare go to their own nation and say certain things. They wouldn't dare block streets and roadways as a means of protest. They wouldn't dare criticize or harass politicians as they're walking to or from Congress or even enter the halls of justice and protest there. They wouldn't dare lay down on the streets in these foreign nations that everyone says how terrible America is. And those rights came with a price. These rights are written in blood by so many men and women who decided that principles mattered more than any material gain. Think about the risk that the Continental soldiers took when they stood up to Great Britain. It was surely it was either all or nothing at all. It was we fight and win or we will be tried as treasonous and be hanged. Every time America has stepped foot into a war theater, it has been with those soldiers' lives. Now, I'm not arguing politics. I'm not going to say if the decisions to send those men to war was the right decision. I am saying that those men and women went and sacrificed their lives. Many of them did not return. Veterans Day is for guys that retired out of uniform. Memorial Day is for guys who died while in uniform. And they deserve to be remembered. So put your politics aside for 1 hour. And I'm not going to say red or blue, Republican or Democrat. I'm only saying soldiers. I'm only saying the lives of people that were lost. Because, folks, freedom isn't free. I know that's a cliched, worn-out phrase, but someone has to give us the right. Someone has to be willing to protect us. You know, I was destined to go into the Air Force when I was in high school. I spent my first 2 years in ROTC, attained the rank of second lieutenant. Master Sergeant Pilot would be proud of me now, I think. But I grew 6 inches in between my sophomore and junior year. That summer, I grew 6 inches. And so I no longer wanted to be an airman. I wanted to be a basketball star. Well, that didn't work out either. Maybe I should have gone into the Air Force and tried to squeeze into a cockpit. But it didn't work out, but here I am. But my father served in the Army during the Korean War. My older brother served in the Navy in the 70s. My older brother Kent served in the Air Force in the 80s. Marcus did 30-plus years of active duty and Army National Guard and retired as a lieutenant colonel. And I've been in my line of work for 32 years, which is very similar to the military service. So I'm familiar with it. And one of my best friends in all the world that I grew up with in Hillsdale, Desi King, retired as a major. He did 6 tours in Iraq. 6 tours, and I talked to him on my way to the studio this evening, asking him, what do people miss or not understand about war civilians? He said it is the most brutal act that anyone could commit. He said, is it necessary sometimes? Sure, but you can watch a movie Saving Private Ryan and hear someone screaming for their mother. Until you actually live it, you don't understand it. And I asked him further, do people make decisions about war that have no experience in it? He said, absolutely. He said, war should be the last, final step in any type of negotiation. And I say that because I love our service members so much that I will not put them in harm's way needlessly, in my opinion. People that have these opinions about, oh, we'll drop a nuke on them and turn the place into a parking lot. And you're not speaking from reality. The one benefit that we have here in America is by having allies to our north and south and 2 oceans on our east and west, is that we haven't tasted the pain of war on our own doorsteps. We've not had to go to hospitals where our little babies were blown up, and our schools that were burned down. And we don't have to worry about our women being victims of rape and brutality. We are very fortunate and very blessed for our location in that we have a military dedicated to serving us. So I don't take my freedoms lightly. The opinions I announce or the things I've said in the past, if you guys have kept up with me at all, someone died giving me those rights. And I would be remiss, I would be unappreciative if I did not speak truth because they gave me the right to do this. So this Memorial Day, let's remember the lost soldiers. And I'm going to ask you all right now to stand up and take a toast with me to our service members that have died in the line of combat. Philip, thank you. I want you all to take 2 drinks, one for yourself, and then take another one for a service member that didn't make it home, whether you know him by name or not. I toast them all. I remember them all on this Memorial Day and every day. So that's what our show is about. We're about to go to commercial break. Stick around. We're going to talk a little bit more about Memorial Day and what it means to me. You're in tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thanks, you guys. Welcome back to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I am Mr. Mobile, and we're on the air live. Thank you guys for hanging in there after the first break. But I would be remiss and not get paid if I did not do a commercial for the named sponsor of my show. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, sponsored by Neudrolics. For any hydraulic hose, tubing, or fitting needs, be sure to visit Neudrolics, located at 311 Ari Court, one block east of I-65 off Spring Hill Avenue. As the local DK lock distributor and Mobile's most reliable provider, Neudrolics has the vast inventory and knowledgeable staff to help with all of your hydraulic and instrumental needs. Visit Neudrolics.com or call 251-471-1591. Call them today. Get all of your hose fitting needs. Listen, they are personal friends of mine. I think the world of those guys out there. So if you need anything, call them. They're the sponsor of the show, and I am very grateful that anybody would take a chance on sponsoring me. So we're talking about Memorial Day. Cheers to you, Ben. Cheers to you, my friend. 3 years after the Civil War, that's when it was founded as Decoration Day. It has now become Memorial Day since 1971. But since the end of the Revolutionary War, 646,596 American troops have died in battle. And more than 539,000 have died from other non-combat-related causes. After 9/11, 7,000 troops died, with approximately 8,000 military contractors. The number of U.S. military deaths by wars include 116,516 in World War I, 405,399 in World War II, 36,574 in the Korean War, and 58,220 in the Vietnam War, and 382 in the Persian Gulf War. But that doesn't count the 22 veterans that commit suicide every day. I talked to my retired Army Sergeant buddy, Paul Check, earlier, and he wears a bracelet commemorating that. Because there are so many that have gone and died in combat, but so many more have come back broken and are dead emotionally and mentally. They can't handle it, what they've experienced in war, and they seek to end their own life. My personal experience was my Uncle James. He went to Vietnam, the Vietnam War, before I was born, but I only remember Uncle James being a wreck. He was just a wreck constantly. And my papa told me it was the war. My oldest brother said it was the war that changed him. So we have so many that we can count on paper that have died. But there are so many more that suffer. This is the price they've paid. So many more have suffered for us to have our rights. I graduated police academy with Nathan Young. I haven't talked to him in about 20 years, but he went to Iraq and his convoy was hit by an IED and he came back handicapped, you know, mentally and physically. 20, I guess Nathan was only 21 or 22 years old. Since we have the same last name, I would call him little brother. He would call me big brother. But he was only 22. If you go to our cemetery, the military cemetery off Virginia Street, and look at the ages of so many of these young men and women that fought in Vietnam and died, they were 18, 19 years old. There are plenty of stories about kids lying to get in World War II at the age of 14. These were people that felt so driven by their patriotism that they would put themselves in harm's way for our rights. Our right to live where we want to, our rights to drive what we want and work where we want and socialize with who we want. They are not anything less than heroes. They are worthy of all praise because they have done something that so many people that send them to do won't do. These kids didn't get medically cleared to not go to war. They went. They didn't go to Canada. They went, and they went, and they fought. And they fought for us. We need to remember these things when you see people saying awful things about our country. Listen, whoever your political ambitions and aspirations are with are yours and yours alone. No one has a right to question you about it. But remember that they make decisions all the times that put our young people at risk. I love our soldiers enough not to do it wantonly. Whoever you vote for, it doesn't matter. Make sure they love our country enough to do what's right for it. We have to stand for something. We're America. We're United States. And listen, don't get caught up in this whole thing about when the Army was segregated and black troops. They were very successful troops of all ethnicities, makes, and brands. They all came out of somewhere, some from poverty, some from the rural South, some from the Northeast. They were all Americans when they went and shed their red blood. They were all Americans, and they did it for America, the America they knew at that time and the America that we live in now. So let's not get caught up in, yeah, but, that's history. I'm not saying that America doesn't have some ugly spots on it, you know, like a big woman wearing a two-piece bikini at the beach. But I am saying that our being Americans unite. Philip is still early. But I'm saying our being Americans unite us through this. And military service is one of the greatest ways that people have come through it. There are plenty of stories about kids that went to military and said they never saw anyone that didn't look like them. And then they experience in boot camp the camaraderie that you have to have. You have to put your feelings and emotions aside. That's how we should have out in 2025. Listen, in 2025, we should have already been to this point where we only see American. I don't want any more hyphenated Americans. I don't want anything other than American history. That's what we're lacking. We need to teach civics in schools again. We need to teach ethics in school again. We need to teach real American history, not this made-up blue-haired from the Northeast stuff where it teaches us how to hate one another. We need to teach Constitution again. We need to teach how the three forms of government work, the checks and balances in government. We have to get back to spending time in schools and educating our kids on American history, on what makes our country great again. I remember there used to be a citizenship award when I was in school. Let's bring that back. Let's bring back dignity and faith and true patriotism. You know, it's only patriotic when it's time for someone else to go to war, but it isn't patriotic to give them jobs when they come back. We have to be patriotic and not calling them baby killers and being mean to them. We have to honor their choice, their decisions. It doesn't matter where they came from. They went. And some are coming back lame. We should hold our elected officials responsible and accountable for any time they denigrate or disrespect the military. We become so comfortable. You know what? We've made things so easy here in America, and I say we, people who serve, patriotic people have made things so easily that criticizing it is just so comfortable. We've made it so easy for people to get on air or online and have a fake account and just run someone down. We don't have any more responsibility or accountability, but all that came at a price. Every time you see someone burn a flag, that came with a cost. I disagree with burning the flag. But the court says that a person has the right to do it. And so since someone died for that right, at least put your hand over your heart if you decide to burn it and be unpatriotic. Standing for the, come on now, when did we get to the point that the very people not standing for the national anthem, living million-dollar homes, are living the American dream because of sacrifices someone else made? What kind of hypocrites are they? That's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, and we put up with it. We should have stopped buying tickets, stopped buying jerseys, stopped buying shoes. We shouldn't participate in it. We shouldn't watch those events. We shouldn't give people the attention they seek when they disrespect our country like that. You know, it bothers me that we've gone backwards in America socially, and well, we're testing like 50th in the world in math and science, so we're also going back mentally and educational. But we need to get back to just being Americans, patriotic, hand over your heart, apple pie, mom, Americans. Where did that come from, though, apple pie being American and mom? You know, what about dad and chili? That's what about? I mean, that's American too, isn't it? Yes, that's right. We can include all of those things in American, and that's the other thing. They say we're a nation built on immigrants, but they came here to be Americans. They didn't come here to remain whatever they were, wherever they were from. They brought their traditions with them, and thank God they did, because we have some great beer in America because of them. You know, thank God they did bring some of the piano making industry. Thank God they did, but they came here to be Americans. They celebrated the 4th of July. I don't want a separate America. I want what these men and women died for to still represent America. And the great melting pot means that we put you in however you are, but you come out an American. And all of that came at the blood of a soldier. We're going into our second break. Stay here. Hang out with Mr. Mobile. We'll see you in a couple of minutes. Thanks. Welcome back, guys. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, presented by Neudrolics. Their phone number is 251-471-1591. Ask for Jonathan, Michael, Jacob, or Wesley. And if they don't ask, or ask for Wade. He's the boss over there. Tell them Mr. Mobile sent you. Eddie's Pawn Shop, Eddie's Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn, is right across the street from Neudrolics on the Beltline Service Road. 266 East I-65 Service Road. Their phone number is 479-4653 or 479-GOLD. Ed and Sandra have been running a tight ship over there. Braxton and JJ are there to help you with whatever your needs are. I've bought several rifles from them, handguns, jewelry, power tools, you name it. They have it. They have everything but a babysitting service. But JJ, Dean, and Carson are more than happy to help you guys out with whatever you need when you go to Eddie's Pawn and Jewelry right there. They even cash checks, you know, during tax season. Alabama Injury and Pain Clinic, located at 2172 St. Stephen's Road, is where I go for my adjustments. Whenever I need chiropractic work, Dr. James Gordon is one of the best in the business. To call for an appointment, call 251-583-1600. Alabama Injury and Pain Clinic, it is a fine establishment. He'll get you back on the road to health if you just need general health or if you've been involved in an accident. Give him a call first. Alabama Injury Pain Clinic, 251-583-1600. My good friend Craig Jennings is involved in Youth Reach Gulf Coast, which is a Christ-centered residential home for young men between the ages of 18 and 22. Located in Somerdale, Alabama, on an 81-acre campus, they offer a year-long full-service opportunity. And get this, everyone, it doesn't cost the participants any money for the men that are participating or their families. Young men and staff members live and work together. They enjoy the life together. The community provides a healthy and stable environment for residents who know hope and have to be restored and have a feeling of belonging. It is a voluntary commitment. But they do work with courts for wayward youth and young men that might need their direction. Please visit their website at yrgc.org for more information. It is worth reading about. I've said before that Craig Jennings is a fine man, and the organization that he's a part of, they're doing God's work. It's Christian-based, it's family-based. And if you're interested in maybe helping them out financially or seeing if you have someone that might need the help, give them a call. Today is Memorial Day, and we dedicated this show to the lives lost in war zones. As it stands since 2022, as of 2022, there are more than 173,000 men and women deployed in 159 countries with over 407 foreign bases. That is a large number of people dedicated, ready to go to war to protect American rights and interests. I can't stand. You read General Smedley Butler book, War is a Racket. I don't like wars being fought for industrialists or corporatists. It's hard to separate the two, but the men and women are there for the right reason. Maybe the people who made the decisions weren't, but those men or women are fighting for their person in the bunker beside them. They're fighting so that they go home and see their family. And that's what they're doing for us. This Memorial Day, I've looked online and watched news events, and it's wonderful seeing people come out and put their hands over their hearts and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Do they say the Pledge of Allegiance in schools anymore, Philip?
I think they do.
I think so. Okay. We used to say the Pledge of Allegiance in school. I didn't fully understand it as a child.
It's a patchwork. Some
right. Some don't. Right. But Ms. Leek, the third grade teacher I had at Orchard Elementary School, explained everything about the Pledge of Allegiance, line by line. She also explained the national anthem by Francis Scott Key, line by line. And I grew in the understanding of what those words meant. It just, if you listen to the lyrics of that song, the national anthem, the bravery that it took at that moment that the flag was still standing, and it should invoke something in us to make us feel proud to be an American. Why is it that, you know, we can't be proud to be American? We can't be proud to be Christian. We can't be proud to be a normal, regular, average man. Why must everyone else be given the ability to like something or be proud to something? I don't get it. I no longer get it, but I understand the sacrifices that were made for people to, I don't have to understand or agree with your opinion for you to have your opinion. I may disagree with it, but I'll defend to the death your right to have that opinion. And that's where we have to agree. Philip and I were talking earlier that if we disagree with someone, we just won't argue or set boundaries on what we will and will not talk about. If I can't talk to you about my opinion on my country and what I feel without you becoming angry and bitter and name calling, so be it. Let's not talk about it. But I'm not going to get in shouting matches with anyone I know about someone I don't know. I'm always fascinated that arguments people have now over political figures. They argue and shout and call names and post things online to people they know and talk to every day. But they defend and talk about other people they don't know. I'll never get it. I made a post online about a football player, a college player that wasn't drafted until late in the draft. And the point I made is that he could be such a better role model. He could set a better example because people are looking at him. He has millions of followers on TikTok and Twitter and Facebook. And he could easily look into the camera and say, kids, stay in school, drink your milk. You know, don't talk back to your mom, wash clothes, learn how to bathe yourself. He could say those things, but he's more interested in materialism and posing with money and posing with jewelry. And I made the comment that, hey, he should be a better role model. I don't care when he was drafted. He's in the public eye. He's in the spotlight. He could use it to his benefit. And people were defending him. Oh, he's young and he's just young. I don't care. He's 25 years old. He should know better by now. We have to stop making excuses for bad behavior. So when I see these political arguments on Facebook, you know, someone, Marcus, this is for you. You better thank a service member who did that for you. we need to remember that, and that we may have different opinions or on people or things or government, but let's be respectful towards one another. The battles that we're fighting in America, no one can match our military. No one can. No three countries can. We spend more money on military than the next 10 countries combined. We have more bombs, guns, planes, drones than anybody else. No one can ever fight us in a face-to-face battle. So they have to fight our culture. They have to fight us from within. They have to attack our families. They have to ship in drugs and destroy our minds. That's the only way they can beat us. And patriots, we have to stand now and stand up for our country. We have to stand up for our city, for ourselves, for the sake of our families. We've reached that point that the fighting that we're doing amongst ourselves is going to destroy us before any bomb will. But if we continue not having families and dropping out of school and taking drugs and killing each other, when they invade, they won't have to fire a shot. They won't have to shoot one gun or drop one bomb because we'll be a bunch of dope fiends and watching movies on television and trying to cure hair loss. You know, we'll be concerned with things that aren't even relevant. We have to get our heads out of our armpits and realize that the battle that we're in is real. And we should fight back now. The Korean War, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, these are battles that were fought on American principle, American values, those things that our Constitution says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men were created equal. life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the right to religious freedom, the right to press, the right to peacefully assemble. These are things that we stand for. These are things that the Port City Patriots believe in. And if you love your city and you respect your city and love your country and respect your country, you are a patriot. I don't care about your tax bracket. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care what football team you cheer for. Because we will sink and swim together. Whoever's in leadership position, whether it's locally, which I wish you all would become more involved in local elections, because it affects you more directly and quicker than national politics. But regardless of who the leader is, we're still Americans. We're still Mobilians. We have to work together. I can't say I dislike this person because I didn't vote for him. Well, I better get to working with him, even if I don't like him, for success. I can't kick against the pricks. When we talk about these things, we talk about the wars that Americans have been in, the Iraq war, the war in Afghanistan, which is still going on, isn't it? Or did we completely pull out? Maybe left some people behind like we always do?
Officially.
Right. You got to
withdrawn from.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get rid of the opium production there. The Persian Gulf War, the Vietnam War, 55,000 killed in the Vietnam War. Some of those veterans are still alive, and some of our family members were there. We need to be more careful about when and how we criticize. If we're criticizing to make better or improve, fine. But if we're just being adversarial because we can, then we're not accomplishing anything. We need to just get back to our family values that we had for so many years. We need to get back to American values, the standard that made people want to come to America. Listen, if America is so terrible, why are people coming here? Why are people coming here and not leaving when they're supposed to? Who would stay here? And now we have to enforce our American values. You can come, but you have to come and become American. You can't set up in an area or a city where you make up your own laws and rules. No, there's a thing called American culture. This English is our language. We have traditions that we need to hold. July 4th is our Independence Day. There are no other national independence days besides July 4th. You can have whatever traditions you want in your household, but we are not making anything other than American culture the norm. This day, when we think about the 646,596 service members that have died defending our country since the American Revolution, that fought for the rights of people they did not know, we should be humbled. My friend Des made an interesting point when I talked to him. I said, well, what should we take away from today? He said, well, you know, it's somber, so you go to the events and then have a good time, because those who aren't here would be doing the same thing. He said that those guys would want us to enjoy our lives, not spend the entire day lamenting them. Honor them by remembering them, and then honor them by toasting them. That's why I opened the show with a toast to them. That's why I've spoken so long about this. I have a friend who did 6 tours in Iraq, and we've rarely talked about his time there. He was a combat lieutenant at the time, so he was in the fighting in Iraq. He was there in it and didn't always bring all of his guys home. And when I talk to him, it bothers him, because those are human beings. These were not just normal numbers. These were not just ranks. These were sons and daughters and fathers of other Americans, of other people that they were fighting for. So when I mentioned it earlier about the toast, we should toast them. We should remember their sacrifice, because it gave everyone the right to do and say whatever they're doing now. If you guys would, in this next break, call into the Mallory Piping text line, 251-343-0106. Philip, I may be just talking to you. I don't know if anyone's listening. I hope so. You know. We're going to be right back after the break, guys. Thanks. Stay tuned. We're back tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. This is our final 15 minutes. Time has flown, Philip. I guess when I start running off at the mouth. I guess when I start running off at my mouth, time just flies by. But I always have something to say. I just don't always have anyone to listen. So
yeah.
So I'm glad you're here. You might be the only person listening, but
oh no, there are more. There are more.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. There must be because one retired Army veteran sent me a text message. Tell them if their dad, uncle, or aunt tear up during a war movie, look at them with respect and love. And the best machine in any military is the U.S. infantry soldier. So at least he's listening. Paul Check is listening. I'm sure Tom Morris is there with him. But Paul was in Iraq. You know, he did 20 years in the Army.
Yeah.
We've been great friends since I came on the police department. I'm very fortunate to know him.
Yes, sir.
So when I have these personal stories and experiences, it's because of guys like him. My brother went to Iraq, Marcus. He went to Iraq as a captain. So I have these stories, not because I experienced it, but because I listened to them, and I respect them for going. Joe Piggott says he's listening in text. Thank you, sir. But you're here. I don't care if you got the number wrong. I still know you're here, Joe. But when we think about 646,596 that died directly in combat, and then 22 suicides per day, that I don't know anyone personally who served that has committed suicide. I'm grateful I don't. But that is a staggering number, 22 people a day, 365 days a year. And that's why Des was saying that combat, while it might be necessary, it is the most brutal act a human being can commit against another human being. It is, I said, well, is it kill or be killed? He said, no, it might be kill and be killed. You might go into a situation where there's just the chances or likelihood of coming out are very minimal. The bombing runs they made in World War II. I was watching a documentary this morning on the storming of Normandy, Omaha Beach, where these guys were just cut to shred. And then on the Pacific front on Tawa, T-A-W-A, it was just gruesome. Even in the sanitized version I saw on television, the numbers were staggering. And talking to Des with him explaining that the brutality of war, the mental and physical toll it takes on a human being of going out and coming back but your buddy doesn't, or watching your buddy die, these aren't things that should be taken too lightly. We should look at every veteran with respect and love. We should look at the Vietnam veterans. I remember Time Life used to have these books, these VCR tapes that you could order.
I remember those.
Yeah. And my dad was worse. He didn't need Home Shopping Network. He was always ordering something off the TV.
The Gunslinger.
Right, I'm telling you.
Shot one man for snoring too loud.
Exactly. I read all those, man. We had them. And so he ordered the Vietnam set, and I watched them. They come in like once a month, and I watched every last one of them. And even in that sanitized version, I got the 58,000 plus of that generation that was killed, that physically died, but so many more died emotionally and mentally and came back strung out on drugs, or we called it shell shock in World War II, and they could never regroup. So many others have, but so many didn't. So we have to consider the importance of our military. They deserve to be memorialized. Telling them thank you for your service is great, but why don't you pay for their lunch while you're at it? That's a small token of what we can do, but the greatest gift, the greatest way we show appreciation, in my opinion, is by participating in our constitutional system, whether it's voting or whether it's encouraging people to vote or talking about the Constitution, explaining it to them. Giving civics classes, we have to get back to things that matter to this country. We have to put our country first. And that doesn't come from an elected official. That comes from us. These guys that are elected will only do what we tell them to do. And if they don't, we need to get rid of them. We need to vote in people that will. No, I am not announcing a political run of any sort. I'm only saying, as patriots, we need to love our city enough to be involved in what makes our city great. We need to be involved with what makes us successful. And success to me is being able to go out in public with my family or alone and not see trash, not see vagrants, not have the fear of someone hitting me in the head or shooting at me, just getting back to good traditional American values. And if we haven't, Mobile, if you haven't, then use this day to say what you can do to become a better patriot. Whatever it is, hey, I'm going to pick up paper when I see it on the floor. I'm not going to give money to vagrants to encourage their vagrancy. Oh, well, JY, some of those are ex-vets. I know, but there are so many places out there to help them. If anything, put them in contact with places to help them. Giving them $20 on the corner side of the street is not going to be long-lasting help. It makes you feel better because, you know, you get to say, well, I gave some money, but long-lasting help takes a lot of intervention. And we have places here for that. So we have to get involved, Mobile. We have to be aware that our lives are intertwined. What affects one affects us all. No one is above or no one is beyond anything that anyone else has experienced. So let's remember that. And until Isaiah 2:4 says, and he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spear into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Until that day, Philip, until that great day that Jesus returns and gives us this peace, there might be battles we have to fight. You always hear me and Ford say we're nonviolent. We're not pacifists. We will squab. We will get down. But until that day that Jesus Christ returns, patriots, sometimes blood must be spilled in defense of lives. I told this group I spoke to a couple of weeks ago that I was ready to take a life to defend their lives in that very moment. And I said I would gladly lay down my life for theirs. And I meant it. And I still mean it. I mean that when I'm in my suit or when I'm in my flip-flops and shorts, because the greater good of service to mankind is, as Christ said, what greater deed than a man to die for his friends? Now, JY is not going out looking for places. I'm not running out in traffic jumping in front of bullets or anything. But if I'm there, the guys I've named tonight on the air, if we're together, we will take the risk to protect you. We'll do it without hesitation. If we're in our, like I said, my cutoff jean shorts and my tank top, we'll be there to protect you. And that's how we must feel about one another. We're winding up now. We're down to about 60 seconds. This is Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, presented by Newdrolics. I'm grateful for anyone that tuned in and listened. If next week when I'm here, I'll remind you guys about sending me your loved one's name, so I'll read them on air on my show on the 9th as an homage to Father's Day. I could easily fill up that time with all the great fathers I've known, but I will not. As many names as I receive, I'll read them on air. So thank you guys for tuning in. Tonight in Mobile, this is my second night. I'm a little less nervous than I was, but maybe the toast helped me out a little bit. Yes. Philip, is there anything that I'm forgetting?
Not that I can think of right offhand.
Well, all right. Well, perfect. Well, Philip said it's okay, then it's okay. Guys, remember, Memorial Day is a somber occasion at the beginning, but right now we need to start honoring those guys. Thank you all. Good night and God bless. I love the Port City.